With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It may have been a first for the prestigious New York Times Sunday Book Review. It reviewed a comic book on its front page.
It even starts by saying, this is not a comic. I think that's the first sentence. And yet there are these balloons and little cartoonish drawings underneath that indicate otherwise.
That's Art Spiegelman, creator of Mouse. It's the story in cartoons and words of Spiegelman's parents, survivors of a Nazi concentration camp. Spiegelman concedes that many people are confused about just what Mouse is.
The Sunday Times Book Review talks about it as fable and fiction, whereas the Daily Reviewer talks about it as memoir.
Art Spiegelman says that in terms of definition, Mouse exists somewhere in the cracks.
I tend to think of it as nonfiction, autobiography slash biography slash mice.
The first volume of Mouse appeared in 1986 as an original paperback. Art Spiegelman says the second volume completes the story.
It's finally finished. It's 13 years. I don't know what I do next, but this is like, this project had its bar mitzvah finally. You know, it's over.
Volume 1 of Mouse has been reissued by Pantheon Books to coincide with the publication of Mouse 2.
Volume 2 is being sold on its own. Uh-huh. Volume 1 is being sold on its own. And Volume 1 and 2 are also available as a boxed set.
The New York Times named Art Spiegelman's memorable graphic novel, Mouse, as one of the 10 best books of 1991. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Many people have written about the Holocaust, but only Art Spiegelman has captured its horror in comic book form, a graphic novel called Mouse.
This was my attempt at reconstruction, to figure out by inhabiting it in a safe way in pictures what it is that my parents went through.
Spiegelman's mother and father, Polish Jews, somehow survived their incarceration at Auschwitz and ultimately reached safety in America. In Mouse, the Jews are mice, the Germans are cats, the Poles are pigs.
Once I started, I couldn't stop, so I had to, like, find animals for everybody, although the core metaphor had to do with mice and cats, I suppose.
While Art Spiegelman portrays his father as sometimes petty and stingy, he is also shown as a man who survived Auschwitz by learning to take advantage of whatever slight openings existed.
They wanted a guy to fix roofs, he was a roof fixer. They wanted a shoemaker, he was a shoemaker. Whatever it was that they needed, he would try to be that to survive.
Spiegelman's relationship with his father was a shaky one. When Art became an adult, the connection with his father was like that of a journalist conducting an interview.
Here, we found some common ground where I would be quiet and listen. This is the relationship he wanted with his son. He wanted somebody who'd be quiet and listen.
For many years, Spiegelman interviewed his father about Auschwitz, and when he thought he was through, he went back and asked the questions again.
And so I went through the entire story 2-3 times, always trying to find crevices that hadn't been explored before or discrepancies from one telling to the next that could be looked into.
The horror of Auschwitz is seen in flashbacks in Mouse 2, which concludes the saga of two survivors. Mouse 2 by Art Spiegelman was published by Pantheon, which also reissued the first volume. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Art Spiegelman first began drawing his comic strip Mouse, he saw the characters as animals, the Nazis' cats, the Jews' mice, the Americans' dogs, and so on. But if one looks closely, it's often apparent the characters are wearing masks.
And some episodes it becomes real clear because the strings are dangling off the back of the heads.
That's Art Spiegelman, who several years ago began drawing Mouse as part of his oversized graphic comic book, Raw. While Mouse came out in installments, Spiegelman also thought of it as a book in progress.
I knew where I was going. It was just impossibly hard to get there, so it was a 13-year process to get from A to B.
But Spiegelman also thought that Mouse, if published as a book, would have to be self-published.
I'd be running around with books in a knapsack trying to get my favorite independent bookstores to carry copies on consignment.
Spiegelman says every publisher he went to turned it down, but Pantheon took another look and issued Mouse 1 as an original paperback in 1986. The recently published Mouse 2 completes the story. As for Raw, the magazine is slimmed down under the auspices of Penguin Books.
A lot of people who had seen Raw seemed to be accepting the fact that, yes, comics could be art. And now it seemed like the battle was, can comics be literature? So we changed to a literary magazine format, so it's about 6x9.
Raw is issued annually.
We've republished a long sequence of Crazy Cat in the last issue, as well as an autobiographical comic strip by Gustave Doré done in the 1890s.
Art Spiegelman, brilliant innovator, the creator of Mouse. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Art Spiegelman admits he's writing in air because of the overwhelming acclaim for his graphic novel, Mouse, the story of life and death during the Holocaust.
I'm soaring because, like, it's over, and I still have, like, that momentum of having done it. But somewhere along the line, I'm going to be crashing into this blank piece of paper.
And forced to create something new.
As a friend of mine said, Artie, baby, it's a mistake. It's a bad career move. Do anything but a comic. Make a movie, write a novel, put on a play. Don't do a comic, because whatever you do, it'll be compared to Maus.
Well, Spiegelman is a cartoonist. He began Maus more as a writer.
I bought all my stuff in a stationery store instead of the art supply store across the street.
He used a fountain pen and 8x11 typing paper.
I felt if I used typing paper, liquid paper, typing correction fluid, and stationery supplies, I'd be feeling one step closer to writing.
Spiegelman also liked the intimacy of those relatively small sheets of paper.
Those drawings are 1 inch by 1 inch or 2 inches by
so,
2 inches.
So much harder to do in small scale.
Well, except what it does is it does eliminate the bowl because you have no room to do decoration. Anything you're drawing that small is there because it has to be there.
Art Spiegelman consumed mounds of paper as he created the words and pictures that made up Maus. And after publication, the original manuscript went on display as a work of art at New York's Museum of Modern Art. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. One of the reasons Art Spiegelman became a cartoonist was to escape the domination of his father, a Jewish immigrant from Poland.
It was outside of his universe almost, so being a cartoonist allowed me to find an area of autonomy.
Art Spiegelman's father, a survivor of the Holocaust, is the focal point of Maus, the widely acclaimed two-part graphic novel published by Pantheon.
Maus has been blessed or cursed with its subject matter, and that allows audiences who would never approach a comic ever because they have like this stereotypal notion of what a comic has to be to now find this because the subject matter was enough to put it across.
While Art Spiegelman is buoyant over a nationwide publicity tour for Maus, it hasn't been easy. Spiegelman is a chain smoker.
The most recent result was in San Francisco at an NPR station where I actually did an interview with this woman in the men's room because it was the only place we could set up that smoking was allowed in.
Spiegelman says he's tried to give up smoking, but somehow the cigarette has become part of the creative process. He lights up as he reviews his work.
The method, just over a period of decades, I guess, just meant sit back and light up and usually let most of the cigarette go out unsmoked, but nevertheless have it lit and puff on it.
One hopes Art Spiegelman will break his cigarette habit while he continues to create such original and memorable works of art as Maus. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.